In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I want to submit to you, brothers and sisters, that you have a choice to make. You have one big choice to make. Now, within that choice will be many thousands of choices. But if you don't make that one choice, then you're not really a Christian. There's other walks of life, other things in which you make one choice, and then there are many choices that follow. For instance, marriage. Man and woman love each other. They desire to spend their life together. They desire to commit themselves to each other. That's the one overriding choice. And when there's tough times, when there's arguments, when there's some alienation, they remember the choice. Doesn't mean it was always easy, but they may remember the choice and they stay together. Of course, in our society now, people don't make that choice. Their choice is, we'll be together until we don't want to be together. Christianity is making a choice. And this is what is seen very, very clearly in the epistle reading for the martyrs, the 40 martyrs of Sebaste. And they definitely made a choice. They were soldiers from Cappadocia. They were decorated soldiers. And this was at a time when, although the empire was ostensibly Christian because of the Edict of St. Constantine, there were areas in the empire where it was still very pagan, and they still had the pagan ideas. And so these soldiers were faced with a choice. Not the big choice, but a smaller choice within this one choice they'd already made. And that is to be Christians, to believe in God, to live according to the commandments. Now, it was easy to do that when they were decorated soldiers and when nobody was telling them that they'd be tortured unless they sacrificed to the emperor. Remember, there were two emperors, not Constantine, but the other one. I think his name was Licinius. I could be wrong. And if they had been weak-willed, then they would have sacrificed. Or perhaps they would have paid someone to sacrifice as a ruse, but they would have found a way out of their predicament. But because they were Christian, they made that choice to be Christian. And when it got hard, they stayed Christian. And when they were out on the ice all night long naked, they stayed Christian. And when they went to break their legs, they stayed Christian because they'd already chosen to be Christian. Now, you have to understand what it means to be Christian. I'm convinced most people don't understand what that means. What that means is to know your purpose and to long for it above everything else. And to know that your purpose cannot be fulfilled except in Christ. And that phrase, in Christ, which we hear a lot in the Scripture, that is, if you read the Scripture a lot, you hear it. That phrase means to live according to who Christ is, to emulate our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to measure ourselves according to the stature of Christ. We make that choice if we're Christians. And throughout everything that happens, whether they be sinful occurrences in our life, difficult times, even persecution, which is coming, get ready. Are you getting ready? You don't get ready by getting a cache of weapons in your house. That's not how you get ready. You don't get ready by having food in your house and barrels of water and iodine tablets. You get ready by being a Christian. Because these soldiers had no idea they were about to be thrown out on the ice only days before it happened. Life was just going fine for them. And then suddenly, they were forced to be witnesses, martyrs. I will show you where the choice is in this epistle. Brethren, wherefore, seeing that we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, the 40 martyrs today, let us lay aside every weight that does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is put before us. That's the choice I'm talking about. let us lay aside every weight. Choose to do this. If I had a nickel for every time in confession somebody would say, I haven't done that. Have you tried? Well, no, I've forgotten. What are you talking about? You've forgotten. You've forgotten to pray. You've forgotten to struggle. You have to make a choice that you're going to do it. There is no other way around it. It's like that in every walk of life. If you want to be a doctor and you have trouble with anatomy and physiology, then you better study it really hard if you want to pass. If you don't make the choice to be a doctor, then you're not going to study and you're going to flunk. It's like that in everything. Christianity is no different. You have to choose to be a Christian. And then that choice affects everything you do in life. It's quite exciting to read these words. We're compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. Today we bring to mind the 40 martyrs, already a great number, and yet there is a number so much larger than them that is our witnesses of martyric struggle in heaven. You have to choose to lay aside your weights. Lay aside your burdens. Let your burden down. You have to choose that. Now, you might not be very good at doing it. That's immaterial. I was talking with someone yesterday about David and how David sinned grievously. He committed adultery, then he covered up the adultery with murder. And yet he was a man after God's own heart. Why? Because David had made a choice to follow God. Now, he had gotten himself into mischief and trouble by hanging out at the palace instead of being with his men, and by allowing his male eye to see a beautiful woman and to think of her, and then, because he was king, take her. That was because of his passions. But how did he react when he was told? He wrote Psalm 50, and he repented the rest of his life. And when he was chased and hounded by Saul, and he came out of a cave, and he could have killed Saul because Saul was sleeping, he didn't touch him, even though his men-at-arms said, this is your opportunity. Instead, he put a sword that was by Saul's head so as to say, I was here. And there are other occurrences that shows David's great humility, that shows that he truly made a choice follow God. So if you sin or not, that's not important. What's important is how much do you want to not sin? That's what's important. How much do you want to lay aside your burdens? Many times the scriptures give us a choice. Let us do it if you want to do it. The Lord says regarding the cross, he who will, let him take up his cross and follow me. If you want to do it, do it. If you don't want to do it, nobody's forcing you. But you must force yourself. Because you must make that original choice. And also daily be sort of adding to that, strengthening it by your actions. By your priorities. It says a little later on that ye have not resisted unto blood striving against sin. Do you know what that means? Blood gives life. We think of life and blood synonymously. Without blood, there is no life. We have not resisted unto blood. That is, means you haven't given your whole life to God yet. The Lord, remember, in Gethsemane, sweat drops of blood. It's actually possible to do that if you're in so much anguish and exercising and emotional upset. It's possible, literally, to have your sweat be mingled with drops of blood because of the trauma that's happening in your body. He gave his blood. even before he came to the cross. We must give our blood. You must choose to do that. Now, there'll be moments when you're weak and you do things that are sinful. But the overriding direction of your life must be, I'm a Christian. I have a purpose. Nothing else matters. So why am I doing this stupid thing? I got to stop doing that. You got to make a choice. You have to choose to be a Christian. That's very critically important. That's what the 40 martyrs did. We might think that their great accomplishment was that they were out in the ice all night with that pain of being in the cold and the fatigue and everything that goes with it. And that later on, their legs were broken. Of course, breaking legs is a terrible thing. It would have been intensely painful. They were given every opportunity to renege on their Christianity. They even saw a bathhouse through the night that they could go to at any time to warm up and have the ordeal be over. We think that that's the greatest ordeal that they occurred. Excuse me, not the greatest ordeal, but that's the most impressive thing about them. I'll tell you what's impressive about them. They were 40 highly decorated soldiers who lived as Christians in a still very pagan environment. I guarantee you, as soldiers, they were kind of like rock stars. They could have had any woman they wanted, any honors they wanted, but they lived as Christians. And the reason that we know this is because they wouldn't have been able to do what they did if they didn't live as Christians. Perhaps one of them didn't so much. He was the one who was lost. You must choose to be a Christian every day, brothers and sisters. There's no substitute for that. As a pastor, I help people with weaknesses all the time. But the one weakness that I have no power over, and God, by the way, chooses to have no power over it either, and that is if a person doesn't make a choice to be a Christian. So perhaps look at your life. Look at some of the things that are continually happening in your life that say, I keep doing this, I keep doing that. Have you really chosen that you don't want to do that thing? Have you really chosen that you want to be Christian instead of whatever we are without being Christian, sort of American pagans? Politically correct, whatever you want to call it. Just bebopping through life. Now talk to me too, because just because you have a sin that is reoccurring doesn't mean that you're a hypocrite. Not at all. But if you have a sin that you're not trying to fix, yeah, that's hypocrisy. You got to try. That's why I constantly tell you, if you don't pray, I give you a little bit of prayer to do in the morning. Like I've told you about the four bows before, most of you know them. Or telling you to pray this prayer of St. Ephrem. Takes a minute to pray this prayer of St. Ephrem. At least it's something. If you don't read much, then just, I tell you to read a little bit. And then after a month, you come to me and say you haven't read anything? What kind of choice is that? You have to choose. Now, if you're weak, that doesn't matter. But you have to choose to lay aside every weight and the sin which so does easily beset you. You have to make that choice. That's why this reading is here. Not only because of the fact that it talks about the great cloud of witnesses, and of course we have 40 martyrs that we're contemplating today, but also because they became martyrs because of their choice. Not their choice to not give in to their commander. They made a choice long before then. And in living the Christian life, they were strengthened for the moment that they would be asked to witness. May God help you to make these choices. Nobody's going to make them for you. I can give you some advice. I can help you with some practical things about weaknesses, sins. But none of it works unless you decide, I don't want to do that anymore. I really don't. I want to be a Christian. I want to lay aside all that weight. And I want to give my blood to God. My whole life. I want to resist unto blood against my sins. You want to do that? If you don't want to do that, then you're not going to make progress in the Christian life. May God help you to choose to lay aside the weight of sin in your life. God bless you.